We've got a damp start to our weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Weekend Weather Outlook. A big-time weather system kicked out of the Western Corn Belt yesterday, last night, and this morning. We're still dealing with the aftermath here just a little bit. We're going to be dealing with on-again, off-again moisture through the day today, I believe. It's going to be tapering off. We may dry slot a little bit more in central, especially west central and southwestern parts of Indiana. Now, going forward, we see everybody with a mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday. We're looking at a lake effect setting up here across the region. A lot of times we talk about lake effect in the winter. In this case, we're seeing the same scenario, very strong north winds as we move through the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday timeframe, coming across the Great Lakes, picking up moisture. We're seeing a lot of cloud cover off and on, but we can also look for a hit and miss rain shower or two. Most of them are going to be off of direct fetches of the Great Lakes, so Lake Michigan over northwest and west central Indiana, but I won't rule out a little spit sprinkle activity anywhere in this setup. Is it a bad thing? No. Is it going to be something that you walk out the door at some point in the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday time frame and go, oh, that's an angry sky, or, ooh, that looks like a fall sky? Yeah, 100%, because it's going to look that way. Big, rolling, dark gray clouds in some spots, and then 3 minutes later, sunshine comes busting through. It's just the setup that we have here with our proximity to the Great Lakes. Chilly for sure. Be ready for that. Have a jacket with you through the weekend. Now, Wednesday of next week, we start to see temperatures moderate a little bit, getting back closer to normal, maybe even a bit above normal for this time of year. And then Thursday, we've got a minor front coming through. Gives us a few hit and miss scattered showers. I'm going to say anywhere from a few hundreds to 3 or 4 tenths is what we're looking at. Covered 60% of Indiana. Behind that front, we are dry for Thursday night into Friday, but I'm seeing a significant system trying to come together in the Missouri Valley and then rotate down into the southeastern United States. I think that could throw a little bit of moisture into southern Indiana as we move from Friday into Saturday this upcoming week. The southern half of Indiana we may have to keep an eye out on, and then a good chunk of Ohio as well. So that's a new wrinkle here, and it's going to be kind of arcing down, digging into the southeast around another cold core high that's coming out of Canada and across Lake Superior. So interesting setup there. Once we get that moisture out, I think we're dry then to finish next weekend, the 22nd, and going on into the week of the 23rd. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Some seed companies are like sheep, just doing what the leader does and trying to look innovative. Move your farm operation to the front of the pack when you work with a seed company that carves its own path. Seed Genetics Direct. They're bucking the trend for 2024 and making changes to their corn and soybean seed lineups and treatments that will deliver better agronomics, better yield, and a better bottom line. For more information and to view their seed guide, visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.